I don't like to acknowledge a problem without also acknowledging those who work to fix it. So just wanted to acknowledge shows like Mad Men, movies like Bridesmaids, whose female characters or protagonists are complex, multifaceted. Lena Dunham, who's on here, her show on HBO that premieres next month, Girls, she said she wanted to start it because she felt that every woman she knew was just a bundle of contradictions. And that feels accurate for all people, but you don't see women represented like that as much. Congrats, guys. But I don't feel that, I still feel that there are some types of women who are not represented that way. And one group that we'll focus on today are teens, because I think teenagers are especially contradictory and still figuring it out. And in the 90s, there was Freaks and Geeks and My So-Called Life, and their characters, Lindsay Weir and Angela Chase, I mean, the whole premise of the shows were just them trying to figure themselves out, basically. But those shows only lasted a season each, and I haven't really seen anything like that on TV since. So this is a scientific diagram of my brain around the time when I started watching those TV shows. I was like ending middle school, starting high school. I'm a sophomore now. And I was trying to reconcile all of these differences that you're told you can't be when you're growing up as a girl. You can't be smart and pretty. You can't be a feminist who's also interested in fashion. You can't care about clothes if it's not for the sake of what other people, usually men, will think of you.